You're listening to the Archaeology Podcast Network.
The Pumpkin Creek site was a one-stop outdoor workshop where, for generations, ancient hunters quarried and shaped stone into the tools of their trade.
This is episode 322 for the 18th of November, 2017.
I'm Chris Webster, and this is ARC365, a podcast today in 2017. This episode is written by Richie Cruz.
This network is supported by our listeners. You can become a supporting member by going to arcpodnet.com/members and signing up. As a supporting member, you have access to high-quality downloads of each show and a discount at our future online store and access to show hosts on a members-only Slack team. For professional members, we'll have training shows and other special content offered throughout the year. Once again, go to arcpodnet.com/members to support the network and get some great extras and swag in the process. That's arcpodnet.com/members.
The Pumpkin Creek site, then as now, is a ridge overlooking a creek along what was a heavily forested section of what is now the Oklahoma-Texas border in northern Love County. Limestone and chert cobbles can be found throughout the site, and the vantage point it offered would have made it the perfect place to keep track of game and make whatever you needed to hunt and butcher them. For almost 2,000 years, the Pumpkin Creek site served as a one-stop shop for Native Americans' hunting needs. The site was well known to local collectors. Two brothers, Lionel and Joel Taylor, collected everything they wanted from the site before deciding to tell the state archaeologist Don Wyckoff at the Oklahoma Archaeological Survey about it. Of course, Lionel was a member of the Oklahoma Anthropological Society, who helped Don write a paper about the site in 1971. The site has been studied periodically since that time, but much of the area has been severely impacted by erosion from cotton and peanut farming, and they estimated that only about 5% of the original site remains intact. Many of the artifacts found at the site date to roughly 9 to 7,500 BP, and almost all are consistent with the types of artifacts found at hunting camps throughout most of North America. These include projectile points, drills, preforms, which is stone that has enough material taken off it to be easy to carry and ready to be made into whatever might be needed, knives, flake tools, hammer stones, scrapers, and the large quantities of leftover waste flakes that would come from making these tools on site. Ultimately, many of the artifacts collected at this site have ended up in various state museums. The report written by Don and Lionel makes for an interesting window into the world of 1970s archaeology. A link on the Wikipedia page for the Pumpkin Creek site will take you to the report they wrote and the many illustrations that were made of the recovered artifacts. Thank you. That's it for this episode of ARC365. Please share this episode on your social media sites so others can have fun and learn about archaeology too. Please consider a donation to ARC365 by sponsoring an episode for just $35. You can find the sponsor page at www.archaeologypodcastnetwork.com/sponsor-ARC365. Thanks and have a great 2017 with the Archaeology Podcast Network. The song Storm Diggin' was written, performed, and recorded by Steve Webster. This show is produced by Chris Webster and Tristan Boyle and was edited by Chris Webster.
This has been a presentation of the Archaeology Podcast Network. Visit us on the web for show notes and other podcasts at www.archpodnet.com. Contact us at chris@archaeologypodcastnetwork.com.